Oregon Trail. Before I was a man made of pixels. A glittering column of dots drawn west across the earth by word of land limitless and given freely to he who worked it. First on the line assigned, I typed the names of my children, fitted our wagon with axle grease, and for each child a change of clothing. I followed the pathway day by day across Nebraska, my rations set to filling, my forehead of oxen walking steady. Spirits were high. To hunt, the instructions said, enter, bang, as quickly as possible. I slaughtered with my deft spelling elk and buffalo, whole herds of antelope, and my family sucked on the bones till Bridger. Beyond our school's computer lab that month, Yusuf's rider truck erupted in a parking garage somewhere we had never heard of. Its 20-foot fuse looping cartoon-like, I imagine, to the packed bed. Back in 1855, miners with the Lupton Party charged at midnight, a tribe of Takelma camping near the trail. They tore women from their husbands, from the arms of their mothers, cut the little ones, and ran them through bowie knife spine to hilt. To hunt, the instructions said, enter. We bent our faces to the screen, keyed the letters again and again, and let the meat of the pronghorn rot in our wagons. We contracted typhoid, forded the river at the South Pass, and were dragged in the mad flux under. Amy has drowned. Dad has measles. We marched with our diseases seaward and wrote, when at last we succumbed to snake bite, our tiny pixels flickering in the dusk somewhere at the edge of the West, wrote there our own epitaphs on the line provided. Behind us on the map, our path wound like a fuse across the continent. Congratulations, the game said. Press space to continue.